No one in my family was Catholic. Nothing was ever fulfilling. And then now that I am Catholic, this is the most happy I've ever been in my entire life. Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm a freshman at Oklahoma State University. I was raised in a non-denominational Protestant church. I did that my whole life, was very involved. We stopped going to church for a year and a half, and then late senior year in high school, I just like randomly one Sunday was like, I want to go back to church. And so I told my parents and we went the next Sunday, and it was a very weird feeling, and I didn't know if it was because of COVID at the time or if it was something deeper than that. That same random Sunday, I got a text message from one of my friends who I ran cross country with in high school, and she had invited me to her like 7 p.m. church service at another non-denominational church. And so I went, and I had the same feeling again, that it was just a very unsettling feeling, and I didn't know why. So then I left that and Googled religion, and I never thought to Google it before, or where it came from, or the history about it. And then was looking up who all founded them all, and then Jesus Christ was the only one who founded Catholicism. So then I was interested in the Catholic Church. The only person who I was super comfortable with at the time, who I knew was Catholic, was someone who I danced with. I danced all through high school. And so we had like big and littles in our ballet company. So she was my little. So I reached out to her, and she went to another Catholic church in Sugar Land. So she invited me to go to like the Life Teen Mass the following week. And so I went. Just the minute like I stepped into the church, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is real. I just knew that there was something supernatural, that Jesus is really there. And so then I kept going back there for a few weeks. The whole time I pretty much went to church by myself, just because they weren't super consistent all the time when going, especially because COVID was really bad at the time. And then I found out that there was another Catholic church in Sugar Land, and that's when I found St. Teresa's. You walk in and you can just tell that there's something there, and like everyone sees it, everyone knows it, everyone's just super reverent, and everyone takes it seriously, and it's not just something I do on Sundays. This is like their life, like it is brought outside of the church, like into their normal life, which is something that I didn't have growing up. I like that it's not flashy. I like that it's not just a band performing songs and people waving their hands in the air. I like that it's, as much as there is like real joy that comes from it, there's also real sorrow. You talk about not only the good stuff, but also the stuff that's hard, like he actually died for your sins. It's spoken about like it's real, because it was. And then I remember going to adoration for the first time. When you walk into the room, you can just feel the presence of Jesus there with you. And you can feel it in the Mass too, just like the second that you like step foot into a church and recall that he's there and like he's present. I think that's why I like going to Mass a lot too. It's just because it's like another time that I get to set aside, just how like you would set aside for like friendships and stuff. If Jesus is my friend, then I set time aside for him every day too. The church gives us so many things that give us the opportunity to unite ourselves closer to Christ, and you can't get that outside the Catholic Church. So if you're not Catholic, you can't get those sacraments, or you probably don't know about any of these sacramentals, and you can't become closer, like you're capped off at a certain point and you can't become any closer than you already are. I mean, I really like the Latin Mass. I find it easier to meditate personally and like actually have like my own conversation with Christ. Like I feel like I'm always having to like say something in the Novus Ordo, versus in the Latin Mass I can prepare myself for the sacrifice. And the Novus Ordo Mass can be done good, and when it is done very reverently, then it is a very good Mass too. But it's a lot of reciting things. Whenever I moved to Oklahoma for school, I was really excited to go to school and like move, but I was at first really sad that there were no Latin Masses that were near me. I remember reading the letter that the bishop put out for the Houston-Galveston Diocese. It was really sad. I'm glad I at least got to experience it. Like, I'm glad I started to convert when I did and met the people I did when I had. Every time there is one offered, I always go, because it's very different in the best way. I feel like there's always room for improvement because we're not perfect. Whether it's in how we celebrate the Mass or how we receive the sacraments or things like that, because I think there's things that the church can do to help motivate reverence for us, like the use of communion plates, because if there are communion plates, it like shows that if particles are dropped, every little drop is still Jesus. And then if they put out kneelers, and it obviously encourages kneeling. A piece of advice I would have is just never settle. I feel like I did for a while, and I never really asked questions about my faith until I was a senior in high school. I think it takes a lot of denying yourself whether it's time to just sit there and like actually have a conversation with Christ versus just casually going along with your day. I try to like set aside time to like have a conversation with the Lord and kind of just listen. So I've been sitting a lot more in silence, or driving in silence and not having the radio on or anything, because sometimes he'll like put things in my heart to like think about. I like to do a lot of reading. I pray the rosary. I watch a lot of Catholic YouTube videos just to learn more. I like it when the priests talk about the saints, because sometimes I don't know them. And so it's a way for me to like hear about a new one that I haven't heard before. You can learn about their stories and then what they did in their lives and how I can mirror that in mine before I became Catholic. Nothing was ever fulfilling. And then now that I am Catholic, this is the most happy I've ever been, ever in my entire life. I have come to know Jesus in a way that I haven't before. And then I, at the same time, I know I haven't even scratched the surface. If this is what I'm experiencing, I just want to share it with everyone that I do know so that they can experience the same joy that I am.
As a church, we really need to listen to the testimony of converts. We should ask, why did they convert? Focus on those things. Why did Jessica convert? Many reasons. The truth and the historicity of the Catholic Church. She converted because Jesus Christ is really present in the Most Holy Eucharist. She converted because of beauty and reverence in the liturgy. Let's focus on these things. Let's highlight these things. Hit subscribe for more testimonials and inspiring content. God bless you, God love you, and you can watch more videos right now.